Hello, 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 you beautiful people. How goes it? I hope that you're having a brilliant day. If you've just woken up, good morning. If you listen to this later on during the day, I hope you've had an amazing day today. We're going in raw today. I've not got anything written down. I'm just gonna come and blab my face off and hopefully it works. I've got my coffee. I'm never drinking coffee before bed again. Like, what an absolute nightmare it was last night trying to get to sleep. And normally I don't dream. Like, I think I'm too much of a deep sleeper that I go straight past the REM stage of sleep and all that kind of stuff, and I just go into a really deep sleep. Yesterday I was more in the REM sleep, so I dreamed quite a lot last night, which was really weird because I haven't dreamed for absolutely ages, so it was quite weird having the dreams. But you see, trying to switch off, my God, like just lying there for ages trying to switch off, and my mind wasn't even thinking anything, because that's what normally would have happened before, back in the day, where I would have been lying awake and it would have been constant thoughts, constant thoughts. But this time it was just nothing. I just couldn't get to sleep, and then having those mental dreams as well. So yeah, so coffee before bed is a big no-no. Like 8 o'clock, having a coffee is just not a great idea for your sleep. But it's Wednesday morning. Is it Wednesday? Oh no, yeah, it is Wednesday. Wednesday morning. But this is Friday's episode. So I've been out, I've had my run. My knee is absolutely killing me. Like, it was my ankle the other day, now it's my knee, and kind of like when I was running. But we've got to push through that pain, do we? You've got to push through the pain. Exactly as they say, if there's no pain, there's no gain. So you need to push through that pain and to get to the end goal. And I think a lot of us go through pain, and that is when a lot of us give up. But I am here today to tell you guys that you can keep on pushing through that pain to reach the end goal. And you've got it. You've totally got it. Just start believing in yourselves, please. Now I'm going to chuck away these pants because I'll sit here and click them. I've also got a couple of my crystals. Maybe if I just grab one, then hopefully you won't hear it clicking away. But yeah, because I've noticed that I'm pretty bad for that, pretty terrible for that. Just sitting there clicking my plan, kicking my plan, clicking my pen. I've noticed as well that if I've got a bunch of crystals in my pocket, then I'll sit there like ruffling through them and stuff like that, and you can totally hear it in some of my videos and maybe some of the podcasts, because I definitely do. It must be one of my coping mechanisms that I fidget when I'm uncomfortable or when I'm doing something that I'm not too confident doing, that I fidget. I like to have something to play around with so that my well, I don't know why I do it, but I obviously do it because I've even noticed myself sitting there clicking pens and God's sake. Again, Jason, every time I yawn now, I notice that I say God's sake. I would have never have noticed that before if you hadn't pointed it out to me. It is well annoying now. But yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to yawn. But yes, so I've been out, I went for my run, I went around Seton Park, and it's quite windy. The sun came out for a bit though, but it looks like it's getting quite a bit overcast now. And then I came home, had my cold shower, which again, I hate doing. I absolutely hate the cold shower. It's not very nice. It's really not very nice. But I do it because afterwards I feel amazing. And I recommend that you start doing it as well. Start finding the benefits from a cold shower. And I know you think that you can't do it because I was exactly the same. It seemed like such a daunting task when I first started doing the cold showers. It felt like you just wouldn't be able to do it. The water was too cold, and that you wouldn't be able to last. And it's true, you don't last when you first start doing it. I mean, you might last for half a minute at the most, possibly, and then it gets too cold for you. But just keep on doing it. Keep on doing it in the present moment, because you will be surprised. Because then you'll just start going into the shower and you don't even turn it on to hot. Like, that's how I started. I was having a hot shower. I would wash my hair with the hot water, and then I would change it. I would change it to cold, and then I would wash the rest of my body with the cold water. And then I think when I first started, I was doing it in the winter, so kind of like I was turning it back on to hot, because, well, I'm working outside because we still haven't found out. I've got my meeting tomorrow, the 8th. And this is like our third consultation meeting with work. And I think we find out if we've been selected for redundancy, basically. And then we find out the following week if we're being made redundant. So when I was working, because we're not working right now, they've got us sitting at home. Which I'm not complaining about. I'll quite happily take the time off and do all the things that I want to do with my life. But yeah, so when I was working in the winter, I would have the cold shower, but then yeah, I would turn it hot again, because going out in minus temperatures after you've had a cold shower and you can't warm up your body, and then you're sitting around in the van. And then trying to go outside and your whole body's absolutely freezing. And I mean, I'm absolutely freezing already anyway because of the amount of weight that I've lost. And it's bloody freezing all the time now. Like, I never realized how much like insulation I had with my fat body. And now it's just cold. I'm really not looking forward to the winter this year. I'm gonna need to get like a hat, gloves, scarf, big jacket. The crap thing is as well is that my big jacket that I bought over the winter last year is now too big for me, and my summer jacket that I bought last year is now too small for me as well, so it now looks like sleeping bags on me, which is well annoying. I'm definitely gonna need to get a new jacket that actually fits. And then yeah, take it from there, because I'm definitely gonna need the warm jackets, and then those other jackets will do perfect for when I go away camping, because you don't really care if it gets muddy. I take my big jacket with me at night times, or in the morning when you wake up and it's still like the sun hasn't came up properly and it's still that bit chilly. Then at least you've got something to keep you warm. Because I think that's probably the worst thing about camping, isn't it? You know, like when you wake up at night time and it's absolutely freezing cold and you're freezing, and it's such a horrible feeling of being that cold and not being able to get back to sleep. So I would rather, if I am camping, I would rather be comfortable and warm. So that, like, it's not like roughing it when you were a kid, is it? When you were out camping as a kid and you would have a sleeping bag and you wouldn't take warm clothes with you, and there would be a ton of booze or whatever else you were taking, and And yeah, and then you would just freeze your arse off. It would be like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You'd be sitting in the tent just shivering your arse. Just like, oh my God, this is horrible. Whose idea was it to come out camping? So yeah, so now kind of like I've got a double duvet that I keep in my car that's for camping, because it's like you well need it. You well need the double duvet. And it's great as well because it does, it keeps you so nice and warm. Kind of like underneath your sleeping bag with a double duvet over the top. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm really looking forward to getting out camping actually, but the weather's been so poor recently. And I hope that this isn't just going to be our summer of this low pressure, wet weather going around and not being able to really do anything. Like, I've got my boy today, so I'm hoping that the rain's going to stay away and we can get out on our bikes. And I've got that camera that I actually broke the stupid the bit for the bit for the waterproof case. Like, it's got like a case that can like clicks over so that it pulls it together so that no water's getting into the case, and I bloody broke it. So now I can't do any waterproof stuff until I actually have a look. I might buy some super glue and see if I can super glue it back. But then, of course, you don't really want to super glue it and then for it not to work, and then you're buggering up your camera. So I might just have a look online to see how much it's going to cost to get a replacement bit like that. I don't think it should be too much. It's just a bit of plastic, basically. But yeah, I'm absolutely gutted at that. But I think what I'm going to do is, if the weather does hold up, then I will go out with the little boy on our bikes, and I've got like a bike mount thing, so I can attach the camera to that. But again, I'm gonna need to wait until I get a laptop before I can get this footage out and about, because I can't do it from my phone or anything like that. So. But yeah, that's gonna be cool once that starts coming up. Once that starts coming together, I get the laptop and then I can start editing those videos and seeing what's happening. But the little boy done really well the last time. Like, we went out and done like what, 3.5, 4K, I think the last time. We went right up the beach and came back down from like the beach boulevard and went Ockert Road and then down past Pittodrie and then back to mine. I mean, it was quite a long cycle actually. It done really, really well. So hopefully we can get something like that done again. Again, I can see a bit of blue sky coming through, but then I can also see a big, massive black cloud right behind it as well. So we will wait and see. But there's nothing worse when it's the summer times and the kids are bored as anything, and then the rain starts happening. I mean, maybe you stay somewhere where this doesn't happen, so kind of like think yourself lucky. But I saw a TikTok the other day, and it was like, we don't realize how high Britain actually is, how high up we are up in the north. And it's like our con like Britain sits at the same kind of, what is it, like the same bit on the map as like Alaska and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, so kind of that's why it's always cold, and that's why we've got weird weather. But it's mental. But then again, I'm glad that we stay here, because we don't have like mental spiders or bears or things that's gonna eat you. It's like my auntie. She stays over in Vancouver Islands, and she saw one of my posts on Instagram. And of us camping up at Loch Morlaick, and if you want to go and check this out, go check out my Instagram at Smokey90, just exactly the same as my TikTok, Smokey9E. So S for Sierra, M for Mother, O for Oscar, K for Kilo, E for Echo, Y for Yankee, and then 9, and then E for Echo. So go check it out. Like, I've got photos on there, you can go and check them out. But yeah, my auntie messaged me, and she was like, oh, like you should come over here. My auntie's always trying to get me out over to Vancouver Islands, and I mean, it would be absolutely amazing, but it's just the cost of it. I just cannot afford to get over there. But it would be absolutely amazing getting over there. I was over there when I was a kid, like about 8 or 9 or something, maybe even 10. I can't really remember. But yeah, we were over there for about a month. Like we spent like 2 weeks with the family, in Vancouver, because that's when they used to stay there. And then we went down to like Washington State, and we saw like Mount St. Helens and all that kind of stuff. It was absolutely amazing. And then we spent a week over in Vancouver Islands, and that was absolutely stunning as well. You know, it is absolutely gorgeous. So if you can get yourself over that way, if you can afford it, then I would highly recommend it. And that's from 10-year-old me. Like I remember what it looks like after, what, 24 years of not being there. But yeah, I see my auntie's photos, and it does, it looks absolutely stunning. Like, I mean, Canada is absolutely a stunning place. But yeah, so my auntie keeps on trying to get me over there, and she was like, "Oh, you can come camping over there." And I was like, "Yeah, but do you not have bears over there?" And she was like, "Oh, we'll just get you a bear bells and stuff like that." I was like, "Oh my fuck, tenting out where bears might come and fucking eat me and all that kind of shit." It's like, nit, fuck that. I could honestly not think of anything worse. Could you imagine that? Like waking up in the middle of the night and you can hear a bear, or even your fucking bear bells going off. Like, what the hell are you meant to do if your bear bells are going off and there's a bear coming into your fucking, like, what are you meant to do? Yeah, I think I will just, no. I'll stay in a house where I'm not gonna get eaten, or there's less likely chance of being eaten by a bear. Don't even think I'd be able to get to sleep, to be quite honest. You'd just be there shitting yourself the whole entire time. I mean, at least in Scotland at night time and stuff like that, there's nothing there. So while I'm doing camping by myself, you're shitting yourself because you're by yourself. But at least you're not shitting yourself thinking that I could get eaten at any moment right now. And bears are fucking vicious. They'd not kill you before they eat you. They'll just pin you down and fucking eat you alive. I honestly could not think of a worse way to go. So yeah, auntie, kind of like the offer is absolutely amazing, but I ain't sleeping with no bears, where no bears can get me. That's the reason why I stay in Scotland, because we don't need to worry about that. We've just got the otters, and they're more scared of you. And I think they bite dogs more than they bite humans, because they notice us, and then that's it. They're scared. So they go away. But yeah, like, I mean, it would be amazing. It would be an amazing experience. But no, I ain't sleeping in nowhere that's got no bears. Like, I've watched too many videos of people getting attacked by bears in it. Yeah, yeah, not very nice at all. They are mental. But yeah, I would definitely love to go back over to Vancouver Island and see my auntie and my uncle. And it will happen. I will definitely get back over there. Sorry. I will definitely get back over there. I know myself I will. I just need to get my job situation sorted and start saving some money. And there's quite a lot of things that I'm wanting to do with this money that I don't know how I'm making. But I'll be making it through the podcast and the TikToks and my YouTube and some other stuff. Definitely gonna get some side projects on the go so I can start getting some money into me. Gonna need to go on to Universal Credit, am I? I've paid my dues though, I've paid my tax. I've been in employment since I was about 17, 18. And I think that's just because of where I lived. Like, I tried to get fish jobs when I was like 15, 16, but because my dad wasn't a fisherman in Peterhead, then he didn't know the people. Because that's it, like, my two mates who I grew up with, both of their dads kind of like worked in the fish, and they knew people in Peterhead, and both of them got like fishing, you know, like fish jobs working in the factories. And I'm well glad that I didn't though, because the smell of fish can like bleh. It's the fuck that as well that can like you just stink of fish for the rest of the day, even no matter how many showers you have and all that kind of stuff. It's vile. So yeah, so I was quite glad that really that my dad didn't know anybody in the fish, but it just shows how cliquey it was back then that you couldn't get a job. But I suppose it's exactly the same now, is it? You know, like you, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And then you'll get jobs that way, which is pretty mental, the world that we live in. It's not on merit, or well, maybe it now is in certain jobs, but yeah, back in the day, it used to be like, well, it's not what you know, it's who you know. If you know a little secret handshake and stuff like that, then you can get the jobs. Better watch what I'm saying. Someone might come and get me or something like that. But yeah, growing up in or just outside of Peterhead was great fun. I look back at it now. I was up there over the weekend and kind of like going around there now. Kind of like I so appreciate it now rather than when I was a kid. And I would love to stay like out where I grew up now. But when I was a kid, I totally did not appreciate it at all. At all. One thing I did appreciate, I think, was being able to see the night sky. Like I really missed that with living in the town centre, you know, like the light pollution and stuff like that. I really miss being able to see the night sky in all its glory, being able to see the Milky Way galaxy, and being able to see all the small little stars and all that kind of stuff is absolutely fascinating. And if you've never really experienced it, then I would highly recommend getting out of the city, go and drive at night time when it starts getting dark. Like go out and actually just look up at the stars, because it is so beautiful. And I really do believe that we're meant to be connected to the stars. We're not meant to drown them out, because I think that changes our reality, the fact that we think that we are these massive people on this like massive planet and everything like that, and it's not. When you start looking out at the night sky and you start seeing how many stars there are, and it's mind blowing. It definitely puts it into perspective that you are just floating on a bit of rock. And yeah, we've got the chance to be floating through this rock, so why are we taking things so seriously when really all that we are is just stardust? Stardust and energy and vibrations, like that's all that we are. And this thing that we call life. And that's it as well, we're not getting out alive, so stop taking things so seriously. Well, exactly as that Gary V says, he says that he thinks like every couple of days that one of his loved ones, like his mum and his dad, has been shot in the face. And he actually thinks like that, because once you do that, you start to appreciate them, and it starts to make you realize that why am I getting stressed out about this job that doesn't even care about me? You are just a number, and these companies, they're not your friends. Like, it's your boss, he's trying to drain you as much as you want. Stop going above and beyond for these people, because they wouldn't go above and beyond for you. Just start doing the bare minimum. I watched some other guy on TikTok actually, and he was talking about that, and he was like, I'd done the little amount of work possible, and he was like, sometimes I exceeded the expectations of the bosses, and sometimes I was just getting by. And he was like, I never actually changed my workload though. Never. I just done as little as possible. Because they don't care. They're gonna try and drain you for everything that you've got. Don't bend over backwards for them. And if you are bending over backwards for them, then ask for a raise. Ask to get more money. Don't just be doing it because they'll take the piss out of you. And learn to stand up for what you think is right. Like, we were talking to people over, when was it? Like last week, I was at my mate's birthday party, and my mate's wife, her dad, used to work offshore, and he was talking about the health and safety because of what me and my mate are going through with our job. And he even said it's exactly the same as offshore. You know, like they tell you all these things. All these things are written down in paper, but when it comes to actually doing the job, like they're not wanting you to do the job that way. They're wanting you to do it as quickly as possibly, and if that means that it's unsafely, then that is it. They're expecting you to go out and do that. But then if you start saying stuff to them that, well, I'm not doing that because in your risk assessment and blah blah blah, then yeah, then you start getting looked down upon. Like, do you really want to work here? You start getting told that there's other employees who have no problem with working the way that they're asking to work. And then you're like, well, I challenge you to go and see if they're working that way then, because I can guarantee that they're not. So, but of course they don't. They just think that you're the troublemaker and they get rid of you. They make up some crap about it to get rid of you. Sorry, I needed to drink my coffee before it goes cold. But yeah, start standing up for yourself, especially at work, because they ain't caring about you. These bosses that you think they're your pals and stuff like that, they're there just to drain you, basically. Just totally and utterly drain you. And if you don't stand up for yourself, then they're just going to continue on doing it to you. So start sticking up for yourself. Start doing what you think's right. If you think that there's something wrong there, then speak up for yourself. Please don't do what I done and not say a word and then hurt yourself, and then like you get nothing from the company, you know, like it, like they don't care. They do not care about you. You are just another number. They might make you feel like you're loved and all that kind of stuff, but you're not. You are just another number to them. You are there to make sure that they are making money. And if they aren't making money off of you, then they'll just get rid of you. You know, like if you died, then they would just replace you. You would just be replaced. So stop stressing so much about your jobs. It's not worth it in the long run. Your health is what matters, completely what matters. Because at the end of the day, kind of like if you've got all that money but then you don't have the health, then what's the point in having all that money? I understand if you've got kids, then you can leave it for your kids and all that kind of stuff, but I think your kids would much rather just have the time with you. Because money doesn't buy happiness. Time spent with your kids is what buys happiness. They just want you to be there. And that's the thing with kids, kind of like they don't stay young, they don't stay little, they don't stay hanging on your every word. for very long, and it's difficult. So, and then before you know it, they don't want to spend any time with you. Just the bare minimum, and then they treat you like a slave for everything that they want. So that's it. Just spend time with your kids. Don't be thinking that you need to make loads and loads of money to make them happy so that they can go away on holiday and all that kind of stuff, because your kids would definitely be more happy with you just sitting down and playing a board game with them, building some Lego with them, doing some drawing with them. So start spending that time with your kids instead of running off to work to make money to buy them, to buy, like, don't be buying their love. Because you might think that that's what they're wanting, but it's not. It's the time with you. And for a company that doesn't even care about you, if you died, they would have you replaced within a couple of days or a month at the most. Like, they do not care. They really do not care. So let's all just start doing the things that we want to do. Let's start doing the things with your kids. Because it's such a beautiful time seeing your kids hanging on your every word. It's amazing. It's amazing watching them learn and grow, and you setting boundaries, and then watching your kids follow those boundaries is absolutely amazing. So yeah, if I can give you any bit of advice, just spend time with your kids. And I found that difficult as well. I know there might be quite a lot of people who find it difficult to, that they just want the easy life, so they're buying them everything that they want to. But don't go out. Go out for a walk with them. Just go and enjoy time with them. Because as I said, they're not going to be small forever. They are gonna grow up, and they're not, like, they're gonna stop wanting you to hang around them. You're gonna become this embarrassment to them. And then you've got the teenage years where they just don't want to be anywhere near you. And then in their 20s, when they're way off doing their own thing, and then they might start coming back to you in, like, their late 20s, early 30s, apologizing for everything that they put you through, really. I know that I did. I went and apologized to my parents for a lot of the stuff that I put them through. But yeah, just spend that time with them. It's not even that difficult, honestly. But I used to find it difficult, so I know exactly what you're thinking, or, but it is absolutely amazing just spending that time with your kids. So I'm hoping that the weather is going to stay great today, or it's going to stay dry at least. I'll get me and my little boy out on the bike. Just do the best that I can with the tools that I'm given right now. And that is it. If you're doing your best, then what more can, like, don't go over and above. If someone's telling you that you're not doing great, but you are putting your best effort out there, then that's the best that you can do. Don't beat yourself up about it. There's always going to be someone who is better than you in your field. And I noticed it with running. Kind of like I'll be running along, and then there'll be people who will run past me who are faster than me, and all that kind of stuff. And it used to get a bit disheartened, or I used to get a bit disheartened about it, where I would feel like how come I'm not that fast? How come, kind of like a whole load of things would go through my head that kind of like, oh, they're probably looking at me and all that kind of stuff, thinking that I'm slow and everything like that. But don't, because there's always going to be people in your field who are better than you. But as long as you're doing your best, then that's all that you can do. That is all that you can do. It's just your best. And if you're doing your best, then don't feel disheartened in any way, shape, or form. Because you can do it. You can set your mind to be doing these things. Yeah, there's always going to be someone who's better than you. But we're not talking about them, we're talking about you and me. So just go and do what makes you happy. And remember, it doesn't need to make sense to anybody else. If you want to collect crystals and speak to them, if that makes you happy, then you go away and do it. If you want to run 10 miles a day and people are telling you that, oh no, you need to slow down, like you need to watch, blah, 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 like just don't even listen to them. If it's making you happy, then you keep on doing that. It doesn't need to make sense to them. And also, just remember, people, that if you are worried what other people are going to think about you while you are doing these things, that we think about ourselves 95% of the time. So if I'm thinking about myself 95% of the time, where am I getting this time to think about you and what you're doing? And I think that quote massively helped me. Massively helped me. And I watched some other guy actually on TikTok, and I think he's went through the same kind of journey as me. He was very much a people pleaser and doing the things that he thought that would make him be liked and all that kind of stuff. And he lay down in the tube station in London and laid down for like half an hour just on the ground to make him realize that people just don't care. People are more worried about what is going on in their life than to worry about what you are doing. You are literally invisible to other people. When you are out and about doing these sorts of things, you are invisible. I used to think that when I was out running. You know, like cars behind me and stuff like that, oh, they'll be thinking, kind of like, oh, look at this runner here and stuff like that. And they're not. They totally are not. Juwan are the only people who might notice me out running is other runners, because I notice other runners out running. But I'm not thinking that, kind of like, oh, yeah, look how great she's doing and all that kind of stuff. I'd like, you don't even know you're seeing them for a split second. It's just like, oh, yeah, there's a runner. And that's it. The rest of the people, that's what also I also wonder. I'm wondering that if there has been loads and loads of runners out and about before the COVID thing, but I've never noticed them because it didn't interest me. So I just wouldn't pay attention to it. And it's exactly the same as the, like, when you get a new car, kind of like when you buy a new car, you haven't seen that car at all. But then as soon as you've got the car, then you start noticing other people driving that car, and it's absolutely everywhere. So is it exactly the same for the whole running situation? They kind of like, I think that there's more runners out now because I'm now a runner, so I now see loads of runners. But if those loads of runners been out the whole entire time and I just haven't been paying attention because it hasn't interested me. We are blind to other people and what they are doing. Like, we have no idea what they're going through or what they are doing in their lives at all. Because we think about ourselves 95% of the time. So other people aren't thinking about you. Other people aren't judging you. Like, I mean, all right, there might be the selective fuel trolls or people who feel absolutely horrible about themselves that they've got to project that hate onto someone else to make themselves feel good. Or I don't even know if it makes them feel good. It probably makes them feel worse because it's a mirror image that they're projecting onto someone else. So this is the things that they think about themselves that then they are putting onto someone else so that they feel bad about themselves. But then those type of people aren't going to tell you to your face, are you? So at the end of the day, what someone else's opinion about you is, it's got nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. So just carry on, continue with your life. Do what makes you feel good. The naysayers and the haters are there, like, slagging you off, then it's because they're jealous. It's because they haven't got the self-control to be pushing themselves to do those things. And that's why they're slagging you off. But never worry what other people's opinion or what other people think about you is to make you start. If that's holding you back from being the human being that you want to be, then it's gonna be a long and slow, painful life of just constantly worrying what other people think about you. And they're not even thinking about you. That's the funny thing about it, is that other people aren't thinking about you. I watched some other woman on TikTok who went out, and she went out in her pajamas out in the center of London. I think two people stared at her. Two. How many thousands of people are going around London all the time? Thousands. Two people stared at her, and she had her camera on to see how many people would stare at her, and there was two. And it was just a quick glance as well. It wasn't like full blown staring, like, oh my God, look what that girl's wearing. I think it was like this woman kind of like, she was coming on the train and she had a look at her, and then she quickly looked away. That's it. Stop caring what other people think about you. And once you stop caring what other people think about you, then life is great. You will be amazed at the things that you can achieve once you stop caring what other people think about you. It is a glorious, glorious, glorious time. Care for people, be nice to them, but don't care what they think about you. And most of them aren't even thinking about you. Excuse me. Got a bit of a hiccup there. But yeah, most people don't even care. They honestly don't. They've got too much problem. They are more interested in what is going on in their life than what you are wearing, what you are doing with your life. They do not care. So seize the day. Honestly, go and seize the day. Go and jump into that thing that you've been holding yourself back from doing because you're worried about what other people will say about you. It's a beautiful, beautiful time, people. You can do anything that you put your mind to. You just need to keep on pushing. You just need to keep on thinking that I have got this, I can do anything that I want to do. And now, after listening to the EAEM podcast, I've realized that people do not care what is going on in my life, because they've got things going on in their life. And that's it. We haven't got a clue what is going on in other people's lives, because with social media and everything like that, they're just showing you the good parts of their life. So you might be looking at someone and being like, well, they've got an absolutely amazing life. Like, the things that they're doing and the things that they're putting up on their Instagram stories and all that kind of stuff, then. But they're only showing you the tiny little snippets. really they could be going home and kind of like their boyfriend doesn't love them or their girlfriend doesn't love them. They're constantly arguing, you know, like they don't spend time with their kids. But then they're making it look like everything's hunky dory through social media. So we don't know what's going on in people's lives. We don't know what other people are going through. So just be kind and go away and do whatever the hell you want because other people aren't caring because they're caring about what's going on in their own life. We've all got it in ourselves to make that change. And you're just one decision from changing the rest of your life. So just know that you've got it. You have got what it takes to completely change the way that you are living. You have it totally within yourself. Just like I've got it within myself to change the person that I was. So if I can do it, someone who was up at 23 stone, who thought that life was like that it was just you get a job and you go to work and you work there for the rest of your days in a shit job that you hate and then that's it and then kind of you go home to your wife girlfriend that you don't really get on with either and there's problems in the house and all that kind of stuff and that was just life that's just what I thought that life was. So the fact that I have changed my perspective around just means that you can totally do the same. I am here with you 100%. So let's go and start making the world what we want it to be. You choose your reality. You choose it. Stop letting other people choose your reality for you. Stop letting society choose your life for you. Go and seize the day. Go and do what you want to go and do. Because you've got it, you've totally got it. I believe in you, the world believes in you. The only person that needs to start believing in you is you. You have what it takes. So let's all start doing it. Let's all start following our dreams. Let's all start just doing the things that we want to do, please. Right, anyway, I think I've rambled on quite some time today. It's been good though. I feel like it's been a good episode. Again, thank you very much for tuning in, for having a listen. You have no idea how much I appreciate you, ladies and gentlemen. You are the stars of the show, not me. 'Cause you're the ones that make it happen. So remember, love big. Be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Peace and love as always, people. I hope you have a good day. You've had a good day, and we'll speak to you soon. Ciao.